Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words just mean the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight we got on the show Cash and Carter. Inspired by iconic acts such as the Eagles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Steve Miller Band, Crosby, Stills and Nash, and of course the legendary Johnny Cash and June Carter, Cash and Carter offer a refreshing and honest take on the whole genre. With their modern mix of UK country and flashes of traditional Americana, the duo have been hotly tipped for success.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, guys. How are you guys?
I'm great, thank you. Nice to meet you. How are you, Ross?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
I can already tell it's going to be a fun show, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Tell the fans and me, of course, a little bit about you guys. When and why did you guys start playing, and when did you guys join up?
Shall I take that one, Ross?
You start, mate. Go on.
So, basically, me and Ross have got a mutual friend, and we've both been kind of working around the songwriter circles for a bit, doing our own things. I think Ross had been in bands. I was doing my own solo project. And a friend of ours just said, oh, you literally live like 5 minutes away from each other. You guys should definitely get in and work together. And then Ross was basically like, well, you know, and still is to this day, one of my main collaborators. This is Sean, by the way. I'm Sean.
Okay.
He's one of my main collaborators for my own artist project, which is a separate thing. We've been writing together for like the last 10 years. And it felt like such a shame that we had loads of songs in this world that just weren't getting taken, or they were quite personal. And you know, they weren't right for pitch stuff. So it was a real shame to not have them out. So we just decided that let's get them finished and get them out in the world and see what they can do.
Okay. Anything else you want to say?
Ross, have you got anything to add? Is it like, you know, has it been the worst 10 years of your life?
Yeah. He's muttering under his breath.
I didn't actually know it was that long, you know, like, I mean, geez, maybe we should talk about stuff, but, yeah, it's been cool. It's been cool. It's been really great to work with Sean on lots of things. And it's just, you know, sometimes it'd be a bit of a funny industry, the music industry. But, you know, I love playing the guitar and we're like writing songs together. And it just seemed to work almost straight away, really. And we've been working together ever since, I'd say. And that's probably the short answer, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes on this show I'll hear a phrase and I'll be like, that sounds like a song. So it just seems to work. Sounds like a chorus that you guys got to do for some kind of song, man.
I mean, we've got 10 of those at least.
Yeah. So if you write it, well, we want a cheeky 5% minimum.
Yeah.
Find his feet.
We heard a little bit about the famous musicians that you guys kind of admire and respect, but how do you feel like you're deviating from your inspirations? Like, what do you feel like you're adding or tweaking or taking to the next level?
I think Ross can probably talk more on the like production side, because Ross, that's like kind of mainly his forte, and you know, he's like a maestro there. But when it comes to like for the songs and things like that, I always think that we've got very different backgrounds, obviously. So a lot of those artists are American, they brought up on a lot of different, you know, they've been brought up almost on proper country music, whereas we've kind of had a mix mash of loads of different genres. So I think sometimes we're not as, how can I say, militant about keeping to certain country ideals as such. We're a little bit freer. I think that comes from mainly having different backgrounds. Yeah, and Ross said, like, what about like on the music side? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's just, in some ways, just kind of being ourselves really, and just seeing what comes about. I think this has been a nice little thing because there's not been any sort of preconceptions on what what the end product or the end thing should be. So we've just kind of gone with it, and we've had some fun doing it, and it's been great. I mean, I just generally sit there and make noise in the studio, and
Well, that's the whole point, right?
well, yeah, man.
But when it came to sort of creating half the EP, we weren't even sitting there going, "Oh, right, this needs to sound like the this from the Eagles, or the whole thing needs to sound like this one artist." We would be sitting there listening to a multitude of songs, whether they were deemed country or more rock, or whether they were Americana, or even some pop things. If there was something we liked, we were like, because we weren't bound by necessarily, oh, this is going to be a country EP or this is going to be an Americana EP, because we weren't bound by that. We were kind of quite free to do what we wanted. And it's just
Yeah,
kind of up in that.
I think it was important to do that though. Take some obviously inspiration from things, but obviously put your own spin on it because everyone's heard all the people that are out there, and I think that's always my MO. You've got to put your own spin on it and be confident that your ideas are good enough. I
Well,
think.
otherwise it's inauthentic, isn't it? Because if we just went to do a rip off of, all those country acts and stuff like that, then, I think we would sound, it would be clear, and it would come across in the songs.
I totally agree with you. And that's the hard thing to juggle sometimes, as much as we're all inspired by acts with all the lawsuits. It's just difficult. I have no issue, and I just admit, yep, this was inspired by this and this. And when you review your song before you release it, they're like, hey, this sounds like the Beatles or whatever. I'm upfront about it. And if someone comes back and says, hey, you stole that melody or that lyric line or whatever, man, I've written like 4,000 songs. I don't remember, like, you get inspired all over the place, and I don't think anyone is consciously trying to rip someone off or copy something. But that's just a whole can of worms that I think has a lot of the people in the industry on the edge, unfortunately.
I mean, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, isn't it? But the, I mean, the, yeah, I mean, I think the other thing is as well, genres are quite important on that. Like, if you're writing blues music, there's only so many times you can go around the 12-bar blues in different in
Yeah.
different setups. It becomes a mathematical problem where then everybody's kind of borrowed from somebody. So yeah, I kind of don't worry about it too much, unless somebody mentions Marvin Gaye in a session, and then I'm like, right, we've got to change the song because we're going to get.
Well, were you guys kind of a little bit happy that Ed Sheeran won just because I feel like the pendulum is not all the way to one side anymore, maybe?
Cool. It's just, I mean, there was obvious similarities there, but I'm not sure that the way that copyright works was quite how the Marvin Gaye estate were trying to take him to court. So maybe the right answer came through there, I think.
Yeah.
But the more controversial one was Robin Thicke and Pharrell,
For sure.
because
Yeah.
that was a vibe. I mean,
That's the
if
one. Like,
If you're getting sued for a vibe, I mean, oh my God, I think every house DJ is in trouble with that kick drum they all use. You know what I mean? So, and the pattern, I don't know where that would end, that one. So, I think we've got to try and be sensible about it. Otherwise, I don't think there'll be an industry otherwise.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about AI, right? With all this, it's kind of funny. I saw it was some lyric coach or songwriter coach analyzing like ChatGPT and the lyrics they gave and why they're terrible. And I think eventually AI will be able to get better and better, but I think really it affects the novice songwriters. I can tell you that you have your inspiration and then you'll sit and edit it for hours. Then come back a couple of days later, edit some more, and sometimes you're there for a couple hours and you just change one or two words and it makes a huge difference. So there's such an art to songwriting, and editing is such a big component of it.
Oh, mate, I've made a living out of adding an and or they to a song and, get a third. That's what I do. Say a word, get a third.
So everybody out there, if you want to collaborate with them, it's either 5% or a third, just so you guys know, it'll be one or the other.
Yeah, we'll be honest about it. We'll be fair.
Yeah, that's fine. So tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on with this song we're going to hear in a minute here. What inspired it?
Shall I take that one, Ross?
Tell you what, mate. Yeah.
So basically with this song, I kind of had like a rough kind of idea. I had the opening line originally in my head, and I didn't really know where it was going to go. And then I was like sort of sat in like a shared flat, like noodling away, and just kind of had the melody kind of take shape. And then it kind of felt really quite emotive and stuff. So when I took it into the session, I mean, like I said, when I took it into the session with Ross and also one of our friends, Alfie Jackson, it was very much literally just, I was like, I've got like these two chordy things and this one lyric, and that was it. We had no song, but it felt really emotive. And I'd lost a close friend several years beforehand to suicide, and I kind of really wanted to write something about it. Felt right to write about that. I mean, obviously there's a lot of poetic license in it. I don't think she even liked Americana music, but it sounded cool, so I kept it in.
Oh, now you tell me. Oh my God, I've been living off that. I've been hanging on that lyric forever, you know?
It was quite funny actually. I spoke to her mom the other day, and she was like, "I thought Americana was coffee." I was like, "No,
Oh, well, it could be.
I mean, I'll be honest, it was quite nerve-wracking. It's been quite nerve-wracking with the song coming out because obviously you're not just dealing with your own kind of emotions and trauma. You're digging through other people's as well. And you want to make sure that you kind of don't tread on anybody's toes or upset anybody else and things like that. But yeah, that's kind of where the inspiration of the song came. And then basically, Ross just kind of like nailed it.
Ruined it. Ruined it.
Ross nailed it with the production, just like kind of kept it really sort of low and just really sparse, and quite pensive. I think if that's kind of like the right kind of like mood we were going for.
Yeah, I feel like you had the chords beforehand, but I was just like, we're not gonna use A minor and C just like that, because.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think I just messed around on the guitar for a little while, didn't I? I might have even left the room. I think I left the room. I rarely do that.
Was it on Sprat or was it on the telly?
Was on the Telecaster in the end, but it was the acoustic to begin with, I think, just to kind of get the vibe going. Yeah, there was loads of conflicting ideas on the first few days. I'm sure I remember that, and then it kind of settled down after a bit of a review.
Well, we had this huge middle eight, didn't we? That was like just completely out of nowhere, and that got chopped.
Yeah, it's been a running thing with our songs through the years that we just kind of seem to get rid of the middle eight. I think I feel like we're not fans of middle eights, or we're just
Got it.
kind of getting to the point where we're like, the chorus is great, the verse is great. Do we need another great bit in the song, you know?
I'm the laziest songwriter on earth, but I'll happily never write another middle eight again. Bring back the guitar solo.
We've done some good ones on this EP, I'll tell you. There's a few coming out that are actually really good, I think.
I think it's because usually you write the middle eight. So if anyone's in America, middle eight is a bridge. So if usually you write the middle eight after lunch, and that's usually when I want to go to sleep. So I'm always like, Ross, go on, just go in there.
Oh yeah, just do a solo, man.
All right, I think on that note, let's take a listen to their song and then we'll come back and talk, okay, guys?
She's into Americana, like the songs about guns and danger. Everybody here would have killed to get the chance to meet her. We had our fun, but she's done with this game. She's on the run, but here I remain. She wanted trouble, wanted drama. She couldn't wait to get away and make her escape. Always aimed a little higher. Ain't nobody on this earth could have made her stay in this place. Rolling stones gather pace. I couldn't keep up now. She's gone without a trace. I shiver inside. Gotta swallow my pride. Gotta let her go now. I'm letting her go. It's 7 years later. Still trying to write a song that fills her space. Gone through forests of paper. Found no words that could replace her voice in my mind. Echoes louder each day. Just let me leave, cause you know I can't stay. I shiver inside. Gotta swallow my pride. Gotta let her go now. I'm letting her go. Like the songs about guns and danger.
So that was a cool song. Thank you for sharing it with us, man. We appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. Thank you for playing it. Thank you for having us.
Tell the fans a little bit about what you guys have planned later this year. Are you guys doing any touring, any new stuff coming out?
I mean, I from my view, it's kind of we're flying by the seat of our pants. We're kind of seeing where this takes us. We have got this is part of like an EP, so we've got another single coming out, I think, in November, and then the EP will drop in January. And yeah, we're just kind of like, you know, seeing where things go. You know, if we get booked to play the CMAs, then we'll go.
you're gonna bless them, right, with your appearance. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, maybe we will think about it if they ask us.
Yeah, we'll consider. Obviously it's gonna be the right deal.
So tell us your favorite superhero.
Oh, you, Ross, you can have this one first. You can go with that.
Ooh. It's got Captain America. It's got to be.
Oh, see, I've recently got really into The Boys.
Boys is hilarious. I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's a crazy show.
I'd say he's not really a superhero. He's pretty, well, he is kind of, but Billy Butcher, I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, he's. We can't repeat some of the words, his catchline tag phrase, but he is hilarious. Yeah,
not very PG-13.
No. Are there any apps on your phone that you guys have to open every single day?
Voice notes.
Yeah.
Day. Voice notes every single day. Like, it's frustrating. The worst is actually in the middle of the night. Like, the amount of times my wife turns over to me and tells me to shut up because I'm like humming some inaudible nonsense down the phone, just because I'm like, oh, it's a song idea, and I'll forget it in the morning.
I mean, I always get those as well, but they always, I listen back to them the full and they're like, that was horrendous, what was I thinking?
I can't even pick out any of the notes when I do it.
That's the biggest thing ever. It's just like a weird, creaky noise, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if hopefully no police people are listening to this, but there's when the worst is I get loads of ideas when I'm driving, usually because of listening to other people's songs and the radio and stuff like that. And like I'll hear a different top line over the top of a track. And the amount of times where I'm like trying to record on my phone while driving, and then the phone's halfway across the car, it sounds like, you know, something mental's happened. So yeah, that's always a fun one. But yeah, so voice notes is always the app one I can't deal with.
You guys said it, inspiration strikes ever. The most annoying thing is a lot when I'm working out or running or biking, and it's always interrupting my workouts, which is kind of torture, but it hits at any time, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's the beauty and the frustrating part, especially when you try and do sessions like, right, we're going to work 9 to 5, do a session this day, and then you sit there and like, I can't think of anything. And then you're driving home from the session and you're like, oh, I've got an idea now.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if the studio time's expensive, right? It can bite you that way.
Yeah, we've both got our own little spaces now, so we've managed to kind of avoid that for a short time. But when back in the day, yeah, that was a right nightmare.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your website. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it, and catch up with you guys?
Should I take that one, Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't quite stretched our website yet, but we are on Instagram. If you search for Cash and Carter, so it's like Cash ND Carter, and it's the same on TikTok as well. Basically, that's where we'll make all of our sort of announcements and stuff, mainly on Instagram. And we share like a lot more vertical content on TikTok. We're available on Spotify, that's Cash and Carter, and Tidal and Apple Music, all the DSPs. So yeah, you can get, if you like what you heard, you can find a lot more.
Awesome. Before I let you guys go, any last shout outs to anybody?
Hey, Mom. thank you very much for having us. And thank you, to everybody who listens to it and who's given us the opportunity to put this music out. Cause you know, there was a long time where it was just sitting on a hard drive. So hopefully, somebody out there enjoys what we've done.
Awesome. All right. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And to all the fans out there, thank you so much for listening to the three of us. We all hope your unique story gets heard around the world too. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday evening to hear other awesome artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night. I love you guys.
You can play the game. you answer your critics with a question. You're not sure you'll ever be the same. Do you know how long you can take it? Are you willing to take the chance? Do you know if you really believe it? Are you sure you can last?
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.